In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You look at their situation, our basketball situation with Joel. It feels, you know,
don't
we're 2-8. Feels like, you know, Joel doesn't value this the same way that we do, and he's sick today. He might not play today because sick. The Dallas Cowboys have, man, look at their injury report. Yeah. Just check out the litany of players who are now, quote, sick. Because
Irving, get to the Joel thing. So there's a lot of reasons I wanted to get you in here, but
you don't want me to talk about Joel.
No, I do. No. So Joel Embiid, the floor is yours, Irving Fryer. Go ahead.
I don't know when we are going to realize, and when I say we, I mean the Philadelphia sports fans, when we're going to realize that we're not going to win a championship with Joel Embiid as the touted leader of the Sixers. He's just not that guy. He doesn't have what I call, what some of us would call, the dog that you need in you to lead a team. And he's hurt way too much. He makes too many excuses. And to me, he's just soft. I mean, he is. He's just soft. He's a great player. He can do what no other 7'4", 7'2" center can do. If it were me and I was that size, I would be like a Shaquille O'Neal. I would back down into the paint. Throw me the ball, I'm turning around, and I'm dunking the ball with authority, and if you put your hand in the way, it's just going to get broke. That's what I would do. That's what Shaquille O'Neal did, because he was a similar size, similar talent. He couldn't shoot at all, but he could get that ball down in the paint and do something with it in the paint. And Joel Embiid, he's just not that guy. I'm not sorry to say it. He's got great talent. He's hurt too much, and for me, I know he's tall and you know, he's more vulnerable in his knee area and ankles when you're that big, when you're that size. But for me, being hurt is a state of mind also. You can also play and keep yourself on the court, keep yourself on the field simply by your state of mind.
Well, you're talking Richie's language right there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But we were from a different time.
Different era.
I was telling Joe the other day, I don't know offensive linemen who I played with who would ever come out of a game.
No. I didn't come out of the game.
Right. We saw Landon Dickerson in maybe the third drive. Right. He came out of the game and was doing, you know, squat thrusts and stuff on the sideline. I never knew an offensive lineman who would sacrifice one play. He would never, ever come to the sideline. And it's just a different outlook about all of this.
Well, I will say, so John, period. I'll give you a counterpoint, though, for a moment that I think is, because I thought of this over the weekend. So you've been critical of the Eagles' approach, obviously, training camp, offseason, start of the season, all that stuff. And I've been frustrated at times, too. But they are pretty notably not injured.
You're right.
And, we do have to, like, the sports science behind it and just the methodology of what they do. I mean, here we are. Stretch run is about to begin. It's almost Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And look, still a long way to go. I mean, January and February are still a long way to go. But, I mean, if you really think about it, who's been injured this year? AJ for three games.
Okay.
And
Mailata.
But a lot of that is...
But not much.
Right. A lot of that is luck of the draw in many cases.
I know. I understand.
And I would say the difference between the Lions and the Eagles, in part, is the Lions have practiced tougher. The Lions have tackled to the ground. I think you can see it displayed. You could see it displayed earlier in the season that their defense was, I don't know, their defense was ahead of schedule, whereas ours took a little bit longer to get rolling.
Well, clearly. Okay, Irving, how do you, and we'll get to the phones in just a moment. Irving in studio here with us for the next hour or so. How do you assess what we have with this football team this year?
Great defense. I was really impressed coming out of the bye week. Before the bye week, we saw a team that was kind of similar to the latter part of last year where they were winning. They were 2-2, but things were off. Things weren't moving forward. And then they used, to me, in my opinion, they used the coaches and the players, used the bye week to really assess where they were and to address the issues that they were having that were causing problems in their advancement in terms of whether it was offense, whether it was defense, tackling, penalties, things like that.
Run the ball more. That's to me the most notable change. They just run it a ton.
Yeah, and they made those changes, and now we can visibly see that on the field. Last year, they talked about, even in the 10-1 run, they talked about we have to live up to the standard, play up to the standard. We have to get better. We have to do this. We have to do that. But we never saw that happen on the field. This year, when they addressed those issues, we actually can see the improvement every week in their play. Even if you're not a football fan, you can see this team playing better every week. So, and now they're in a position defensively where they're one of the top-ranked defenses in the league. In the league right now, and the offense is coming. The offense is coming.
What do you make of the slow starts? Because offensively, it has been a very strange season in the first half. Why does that happen?
Well, it's a combination of several things, and as John said, I believe it has a lot to do with the lack of play in preseason. This year, we have two new coordinators, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, so that had something to do with it as well, but that's even more reason for guys to get out and play in the preseason so you can get off to a good start. But that's just the league now. They really don't give a darn.
Well, James, you've been saying this for a few years.
For years, yeah.
They aren't going back on their approach when they keep, like 8-2. Like, Richie really doesn't have much of a leg to stand on. They've got to go harder in the preseason.
Totally. I mean, this is what
Except
it is
the
now.
Lions.
It's a shame.
Yeah,
the Lions are better than we are because they're tougher.
I don't know about that.
Because of the way they practice.
They supposedly practiced a little harder in training camp, but I know from everybody I've spoken to after the Tampa game when they had, 15 missed tackles, it was an absolute focus of theirs. So, and you can see it.
Right.
As it should be.
You can clearly see that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.